We heard from the book of Sirach, the prayer of the lowly pierces the sky, the clouds. And we heard from Psalm 34, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. The one who humbles himself will be exalted. It's pretty obvious, I think, what the theme is for these readings. Our Lord said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What does being poor in spirit mean? I would say it means being humble, recognizing one's own spiritual emptiness, one's own need for God, rather than being self-satisfied, puffed up, proud. So I would say that this attitude of being poor in spirit is actually at the heart of the gospel. Look at our Lord himself when he was being tortured, when he was being slapped, spit upon. How did he react? He was like a lamb led to the slaughter. He was silent. He opened not his mouth. I think our Lord was showing us all the way that we as Christians are to be if we want to be part of his kingdom. And he said that unless we change and become like little children, we shall not enter the kingdom of God. Being like a little child means we relate to God with a childlike simplicity, trusting in God. So now, look at that parable for today our Lord tells about. He tells those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everybody else. That's who he's directing it to. The Pharisee in this parable is a very proud man. He's very content with his relationship to God. He thinks that he can earn the Lord's good favor by doing everything he should, by praying, by fasting, by being charitable, by being honest. But the problem is, he thinks he's better than everybody else. He looks down upon others. He considers everybody else to be greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or like this tax collector who has also gone to the temple to pray. In other words, he's very proud. He's very self-righteous. He probably doesn't even realize how arrogant his attitude is because he's grown used to seeing other people as bad in comparison to himself. He's so happy that he's not like the rest of humanity. He's special. He's so good. That seems to be what his prayer is about. He doesn't ask for anything from God. He doesn't need anything. He's perfect. He can't imagine how terrible the tax collector is in the sight of God. He's very, very glad that he's not like him. But he would be blessed if he was like him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The tax collector would not even raise up his eyes to heaven because he knew so well that he was not worthy, that he was a sinner. He could only beat his breast and say, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But this is the attitude that drew God to his heart. For though the Lord is high, yet he looks after the lowly. But the proud he knows from afar. For the Lord is exalted, and he looks with favor on the humble. That's Psalm 138. And I think it's the same with us. We tend to draw near to those who are humble, not full of themselves. We can't draw near to people who are too proud. How does a person become truly humble? I think one of the ways that God helps us is by allowing us to experience humiliations. When things don't work out like we want, when we begin to realize our limitations and our sinfulness, our attitude of pride, then, and only then, it seems like we can begin to walk the path of humility with God's help. So it's a good thing when we sometimes experience our failure. It would have been good for the Pharisee in the parable to have experienced his weakness, which I dare say we all have. We're all wounded by original sin. None of us can really say we're perfect. At least I don't think we can. We all have certain things that help to keep us humble. And if we really know ourselves, we'll know who we are. And that's a great grace when we do indeed know who we are. Because if we truly know ourselves, we can see ourselves as we truly are. We become like that tax collector whose only words were, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." That is, or should be, why we've come here today to the banquet of our Lord's body and blood. We hopefully realize that without God, we're nothing, that we need God. And that's why we're here today. May the Lord direct our steps on the path of humility and simplicity, childlike trust in Him.